This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. This is the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about, well, whatever you'd like to. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
You got Ian.
And nobody.
And I want to take a minute and say thank you to a person named Joe. Just Joe, J-O-E. No last name, no moniker, no senior, no junior, just Joe. He is a gold amplifier.
All right, so thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. If you don't know what an amplifier is, you can visit amp.freetalklive.com. And it is a place where if you like the content, if you like the show, you enjoy the personalities, you've received maybe some education, any of that kind of thing, and you want to help us get on more radio stations, you can do that. The Amplifier program allows you to donate, and that money goes exclusively to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live so that we can get the message of freedom and liberty out to more people. So, Joe, thank you for being a gold amplifier, and thanks to all of our amplifiers for participating in that program. You can find out more at amp.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about dumb things that are going on.
Is that the new police, medical authoritarian police state theme song?
That's the new sirens for when they come around. If you try to go to a restaurant and refuse to get your temperature taken, that'll be the sound of the dumb police coming around to extract you from said eatery.
God.
If you're caught, you know, having dinner with somebody that's not a member of your household at a restaurant.
We don't know how bad it's going to be in New Hampshire yet. What you're referring to are some of the provisions that have gone into place in Georgia, Tennessee, and Alaska.
Yeah, it's monkey see, monkey do.
It is. It always is.
And,
guys,
you know, we saw this with the government mandates. First, it was just one city where the governor was like, okay, well, I guess we're going to have to close down all of the restaurants for 2 weeks. And then some other governor was like, or mayor, whoever, it doesn't matter, some worthless politician was like, oh, you know what, they did it, so we're going to go ahead and do it too. Now we're going to, no, it's only 2 weeks. It's only 2 weeks, guys. It's only 2 weeks. You can stay at home for 2 weeks. We can close it down for 2 weeks, and then everything will be fine.
Nope,
two
now
weeks.
It's the new normal. Now there's going to be a whole different world that you're living in.
And now it's been months, well, or at least a full month, right?
A month and a half plus.
I keep marking March 13th as the day I realized that the world had turned a corner that it's not going to return to. And this is evidenced by just the phrase, the new normal.
And this is supposed to be over in New Hampshire, what, March 5th?
I don't know.
They keep kicking the can down the road. I believe May 4th now.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard those numbers.
I did mean May, because March, of course, has already passed.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I think May for New Hampshire. I've heard some other place, I can't remember, Florida maybe, it's been kicked down to May 26th now, Memorial Day weekend.
Mm.
Wow.
So I expect everybody to follow suit in all the rest of the states to that one as well.
Well, apparently the governor guy in New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, has extended the state of emergency by another 3 weeks, but that's not the same as extending the orders against the restaurants and such. So from what I understand so far, there hasn't been a further extension on that past the May 5th or 4th deadline that you're talking about, but that means that they're going to figure something out this week. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're talking with the New Hampshire Retail Association. This according to ManchesterInkLink.com, where the last week you might have heard that the governor here has put together a task force, which I've always thought that phrasing or that term was ridiculous. Task force.
They're going to force you to do the tasks they want you to do.
Yeah, or the idea that they need to have a force full of people just to accomplish some task.
Yes.
It's just ridiculous. But regardless, retailers would like the state to move toward customers coming into stores by appointment only. So it's not like you've got the retail association here saying, we want freedom back, we want regular, you know, business back. No, they're coming to the governor on this task force, and they're saying, well, we'd like to be able to reopen, but just by appointment only, okay? We don't want people to be able to come into our retail establishments. We wouldn't want to give people the ability to make choices for themselves. So if I were on this particular retail association, I would be livid with how they're representing
me. It sounds like begging masters for scraps.
That's what it is. And they want to continue curbside pickup sales, but allow for cash as the state begins to reopen from its closures due to the pandemic. Quote, this is what Nancy Kyle, who's the president and chief executive officer of the New Hampshire Retail Association, told the governor's reopening task force Friday.
I don't like her already. She has two first names.
Here we go. Quote, there isn't any going back whatsoever to the way things were before.
Wow.
This is the New Hampshire Retail Association represents 18,000 retailers, which employed 94,410 people before the COVID-19 crisis. Many of those stores are now closed to people coming in, and some have been able to provide curbside pickup. Kyle said that in that way, the state is better than many others, as it has allowed for curbside pickup. So our master's a little nicer than
the
other
masters.
What the
hell is wrong with people, man? You guys have seen Mad Max Fury Road?
Yeah.
This, what you just read, this Association of Retailers, this is the equivalent of them holding out the bowls for the little bit of water that, you know, the dude's going to pull the lever and allow them to have for a little while.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent. They're begging.
They're begging to have a bowl, basically.
Yeah.
She urged retailers to be able to take cash, as she said many people who don't have credit cards are potentially discriminated against. And that's true. Because of a lack of sales tax, New Hampshire enjoys more cross-state retail than others. But with Massachusetts being a hot spot for COVID-19, with more than 41,000 confirmed cases compared to New Hampshire's 1,720, there are concerns particularly for retailers in the southern portion of the state. 53 people in New Hampshire have died from COVID-19. Kyle said that retailers, quote, are very...
How many people?
53.
53.
According to the story at ManchesterInkLink.com.
Wow.
Kyle,
that's not a big number.
No, but they're scared. They're scared. It could be really bad, and we can't just let people go back to doing things what they want to do.
We can't let it become 63, nobody.
Kyle said, quote, the retailers are very anxious to get back to business, but are cognizant we have to do it safely, unquote. She said getting people back into stores is going to be an issue because of fear for their safety. Fear, 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 fear. She said uniform policy and publicity could come from the state. So she wants the state to set the policy for all businesses across the board.
Wow.
Another problem, she says, getting back to business is the employees. She said unemployment is sometimes better than going back to work with an extra $600 a week than regular earnings. Makes it hard to find people willing to go back to work,
she said. I see. She's saying that it's hard to get employees because they're on the government dole. So then why do you want the government to mandate anything?
She doesn't understand principles.
It's dumb.
And she's not, you know, she's not even doing what she should be doing for the interest of business owners. But as we pointed out in this other story when we were reading about Tennessee business owners and Alaskan business owners, some of whom are afraid to reopen because they're worried their customers are going to boycott them for simply reopening.
Right, yeah.
I mean, it is just a culture of fear that is just beyond the level of insane.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not open, your customers are boycotting you anyway when you think about it.
Yeah, that's...
You might as well open up, and the customers who are upset, they're not coming anyway.
She said recommendations be consistent throughout the state, so it's fair to all retailers. She said procedures could be developed for employees that could limit social distancing, adjust break rooms, limit meetings to 10, encourage use of gloves, create procedures for sanitizing spaces and frequently used surfaces, and shorten business hours to allow for a thorough cleaning and quarantine returned items. So there's your recommendations that the New Hampshire Retail Association has given to the governor as of Friday.
On one hand, I can see sort of a group of people getting together and go, we can't let government dictate what we do. Let's put together a proposal for... I can see them doing that if that was their motivation. This doesn't sound like that's their motivation, though.
She wants to have government create a set of rules,
right,
and she wants it to be applied to every
right.
business.
She's not offering up the set of rules already.
She's got some suggestions.
855-450, free like freedom. How do you think government should allow businesses to open?
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
When we adopted Buddy, we didn't know that she has the feet sitting up. Look at that. I just put him down.
DINOVITE.com.
I heard about Dynavite and started mixing it in with his food. He's happy, he's healthy, and he's going to be with me for a long time because of Dynavite.
I love my dog. I want him happy and healthy, so I give him Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the live Monday night edition of your favorite radio call-in show. That's right. It is Free Talk Live. And in the studio with you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Tian.
And nobody.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You're sounding a little Susan Plachette there, nobody. You okay? You got a little... You got a little sounded a little Susan Plachette there.
Yeah, I had a little frog in my throat.
That's a name like only like really old folks will know. She was the husky-voiced wife of Bob Newhart, Susan Plachette, and whose voice only got deeper the older she got. Anyway, we've been talking about all sorts of fun things, including how dumb the government is making everybody by doing all these lockdown things, and we can talk more about that if you want. But first, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Mike from Gold Bar, Washington, listening on KBKW. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys. Man, the three brightest minds in radio. I'm glad I called. So, Captain, I've discussed the homeless camp in Aberdeen, Washington, dozens of times, and the close to $750,000 that the city has spent out of supposedly taxpayer dollars. It's always a complaint with the city. And the mayor gets on the radio this past Friday, and they're going to, during this coronavirus, they're going to disband the camp, and it could be anywhere from about 35 to 50 people living at City Hall in tents provided by supposed taxpayer, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and the mayor says, I remember close to $750,000 has been spent. And he says, and these people aren't getting a dollar. They're getting a place to put a tent that the city bought. So that's what the homeless people are getting. But he says Friday, well, we don't have any more outside funding coming in, so we're going to have to disband the camp the 15th of this coming month.
Where is this camp?
That sounds,
you said it was at City
it's
Hall?
It's in Aberdeen, Washington. It's in Aberdeen, Washington at City Hall.
There's and literally a homeless camp at the City Hall in Aberdeen, Washington?
Yes, and it's been this complaint through the mayor that, you know, it's costing the taxpayers a fortune. But then Friday he says, well, there's no more outside funding. So what I'm wondering is, are the taxpayers paying for it, or is City Hall actually collecting outside funding to pay their exorbitant wages? Because everything is that they do, it's like the coronavirus. We moved a trash can today at the homeless camp, so we have to bill that. So like they're billing things related, even though the person's working 8 hours a day that works for the city, if it's homeless camp related, they're like tacking it on as money spent on the homeless camp, when really you're just at work for the day doing whatever needs to be done because you're a city employee, right?
Well, Mike, I have to stop you there, and I have to ask. So the homeless camp is on City Hall, right?
Yes, it's at City Hall.
It says here, okay. I've got a story.
And
this.
So,
Captain, just so you know, it says here, and this is Monday, July 15th, last year, Aberdeen approves overnight homeless shelter behind City Hall. It's literally in the parking lot, apparently.
Yeah. I have to ask, Mike, how come the employees of City Hall don't just adopt these homeless people and let them live in their houses then?
Well, that's kind of what they're doing. But so the city's actually bought another piece of property. They were going to move the camp. But now suddenly, because there's no outside funding, which all this time it's been taxpayer dollars, but now it's outside funding, which I think of that as grants and money that cities can scam to pay themselves to let people sleep in the parking lot. So now they have potential buyers for this other piece of property. So instead of just letting them go there, they're just going to let them loose in the community. Now, I'm not saying that the people shouldn't be loose and be free citizens, but it's like all of a sudden – the city can't do anything to help them, and I don't think the taxpayers have paid for any of it. I think it's all been grants in this money that is scammed through local governments, and like the needle exchange program so down there, remember, a million needles.
It sounds to me,
they saved 35 people.
It sounds to me, Mike, like the officials in City Hall have a bad case of what my godfather George Carlin would call NIMBY. Not in my backyard, right? They've tolerated the homeless camp in their backyard for a little while, and now they can't take it anymore. So they're saying, not in my backyard. We got to buy this other piece of property to move them to and somehow scam the taxpayers out of additional money, right?
Well, they're saying they're running out of money that was coming in from outside sources, but you're not sure what those outside sources are. You're just speculating that they're grants?
I just think that it's I think it's just been a money grab for them, and there's no money to grab now because times are really tough. I think there's not going to be a bunch of money for programs now with this coronavirus issue. The company's going, or the country's going broke as fast as it can.
Well, apparently,
everybody's begging for money.
Yeah, according to the DailyWorld.com story from back, and again, this was the summer of last year, the City Hall parking lot cost $30,000 for 1 month of operation, with about half of that being for 24-hour security. So there's a security firm that's making bank off of this.
Oh,
yeah. And but the nice thing is, though, they bought a $27,000 sound system for city council meetings, and now they have to use it. So anyway, you guys have a good night. Thanks for letting me complain.
Thanks for the call, man.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Always good to hear from you. That is one of the most ridiculous. And I wonder how many of these city hall officials are actually like paying any attention to the people in the parking lot behind City Hall.
Well, I mean, they're in your parking lot, so I mean, you can't really miss that, right?
But I mean, are they going and checking on the? Do they actually care, or is it just this nuisance that's, you know, out back? You know what?
Well, I mean, they brought the nuisance to them. According to the story, it was originally down by the, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Chehalis River.
Chehalis, yeah.
Chehalis River. Mm. So there was a homeless encampment for many years there, and apparently the city purchased that property and then moved the encampment to behind City Hall.
Weird.
Hmm.
That is weird.
So, I mean, if anything, they made it more visible. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's really visible where it was in Chehalis River. I'm not sure what the geographic layout is there.
Wow.
Hey, you know, I've made the mention, we've talked about the homeless problem, quote-unquote, here on Free Talk Live before. Yeah. And when it comes up, I make the mention about the homeliness problem. And the homeliness problem is, of course, how ugly politicians are.
Yeah, I wish they would just go away.
And you know, what we might do about the homeliness problem. Well, I mean, I guess in one way, if politicians start all wearing masks, it takes care of the homeliness problem.
See, I don't care if they're ugly or not, but, it, you know, a third of the surface area of the United States is claimed by the federal government. And, you know,
I thought it was two-thirds.
I think it's one-third.
I mean, it's really
by
all
the federal government.
By the federal
but
government.
Well, the thing is, this is land that there's no constitutional purpose for having it.
Right.
There's no reason for having it. There's no reason that people shouldn't be living on it.
Right.
So all they need to do is get up off that land, and the whole homelessness issue will disappear.
Oh, right.
People can build themselves a place to live.
Take that even a step further, and there's actually far more houses that are sitting vacant than there are homeless people in the United States. So if they could just figure out how to distribute that evenly, everybody could have a house, and bingo, nobody's homeless.
I mean, the houses belong to somebody, although it certainly would have been nice if the banks had been allowed to go bankrupt in '08 and they'd all ended up on the auction block.
Free Talk Live, give us a call, tell us your thoughts. More coming up.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is citing encouraging signs of progress in the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
Thanks to our comprehensive strategy and extraordinary devotion to our citizens, we've had such tremendous support all over.
The SBA is beginning the process of approving loans for small business owners. This comes as $310 billion in funds was added to the Paycheck Protection Program. Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz believes these loans are just Band-Aids.
PPP 1 and PPP 2 is just a short-term Band-Aid that will run out of money in the next 7 to 8 weeks, and when businesses reopen, they will be forced to close in by Labor Day because they will not be able to sustain the level of business that they currently have.
Schultz speaking there on Fox Business. You're listening to USA Radio News. Another major endorsement for the last Democratic candidate standing. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It was not unexpected. The only question was when it would happen. And on Monday morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi released a video endorsing Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Now more than ever, we need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader who will fight for the people. A president with the values, experience, and the strategic thinking to bring our nation together.
And Pelosi added that elections always matter, but possibly never as much as the upcoming presidential balloting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Senate will return on May 4th after an extended recess amid the coronavirus pandemic. That's at least according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The GOP leader says the Senate will modify its routines but will not try to legislate long distance anymore. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Laughing at me.
Haha, you're not free anymore.
No, you certainly are not. But this is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
And you weren't free previously, but now it's in your face.
In your face! Yeah, you know, the United States of America might still be the best deal going. Why, just think of all the personal liberties and freedoms we used to have.
Yeah, we did have some.
Yeah.
Gone now.
Well, 50 years I've been watching them drift away.
We'll talk more about that, but first I want to talk about ForkFest 2020, which, still might be a thing. We haven't heard anything about any campgrounds.
Campgrounds have not been closed by a government fiat yet in New Hampshire.
And this is still coming up later in the year. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire.
You're not going to Burning Man. You might as well come to ForkFest. There ain't no other festivals happening, I bet.
All the concerts have been canceled, all your shows, all the tours, all that stuff.
They canceled Burning Man. That's Labor Day, dude. That's months down the road, and they've already canceled it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. but also means there's no actual ticket cost. You just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. And I certainly hope that it goes on. It would be really disappointing for me.
For your first year.
My first year here, having never been to one of these fests, to not be able to go because, well, the government's dumb.
We'll have in somebody's bleeding backyard if they shut down the campground. I mean, it may be smaller, it may be less fun, but I'm going somewhere that week.
We could put a lot of tents on Governor Sununu's yard. I've seen it. It's very big.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been thinking. If they do change the date on the end of the lockdown, I would love to see people do another Occupy movement, but this time occupy their state houses and bring guns with them so they can't be easily removed or brutalized or tear gassed.
Can we bring a barbecue food truck so that we can literally
have
roast pig?
I can carry a gun, so I'll bring the barbecue. You bring the gun.
I'm saying like a barbecue, like food truck, so we can have roasted pig.
There you go.
I think that would be good. I love a good barbecue, especially pork.
I'm hoping Hot Hogs reopens here, the one that takes crypto in town. They haven't opened up yet.
Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have somebody named Kung Flu, who's in the continental U.S. Kung Flu, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to... The term unemployment, I think, should be re-termed FUBU. And I say, FUBU, as in FUBAR Baz. And Rich Paul is a nobody. And
I still didn't understand.
Yourself.
Well, FUBAR and Baz.
Out of work or otherwise.
Okay.
Right, because they're not really unemployed people. They're forced out of work.
Okay.
If they weren't employed, it would be a supply and demand problem.
Right. Or an attitude problem, whatever people get fired for these days, right? A lack of motivation or something like that. You're right. They are forced to be out of work. It's true.
Right. And the second point has to do with, I want to ask each one of you guys, what do you think of, I don't like the term microaggression. Trying to define an aggression, when you infect somebody with a flu or something like that. But more to the point, Ian talked about a lot over the years about like public recording. Mm-hmm. So when you're in public, you have no expectation of privacy.
That's correct.
Right? Being filmed, being recorded, unless you're in a private place.
Right.
But suppose they put up infrared cameras all over the place.
Like
on every street
satellites
corner.
Or something, right? Yeah.
Or no, just every street corner. The government does it, or the government forces the businesses to do it.
Yeah, to supposedly detect people with high temperatures.
Right. Mm-hmm. Suppose they force the landlords to do it. Mm-hmm. Right? Everybody's already, they're submitting to the government.
Tie in all your cameras to our Panopticon network. Yeah.
Yep. Sorry? Go ahead.
I was saying tie in all the cameras to some government Panopticon network to, have Big Brother.
Well, it could be a private Panopticon.
Is that not the right word?
Right.
Well, it sounds like it would be a word for a thing that can see everything, but I've never heard the word before.
I'm pretty sure that means.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
It's probably what you...
While you look up the definition of panopticon, I wanted to address his question about...
You can go to panopticon.org or something. It's EFF, Electronic Freedom Foundation.
Panopticon, a building, prison, hospital, library, or the like, so arranged that all parts of the interior are visible from a single point.
Right. So I wanted I wanted to answer your bit about microaggressions, and you said specifically somebody giving somebody else like the flu or something like that. There has to be intent, and you have to prove the intent. right? So if I know I have the coronavirus and I go out to a grocery store and I start coughing on people mm-hmm. and sneezing on people, then I'm in the wrong.
Yep.
If I don't know that I have it and I'm not intending to harm anybody, then
I shouldn't be sneezing on people.
You shouldn't
on purpose.
Be sneezing. Right. But yeah. I mean, I'm just saying intent has to exist
yeah.
for it to be an act of aggression.
Okay. Suppose mm-hmm. if you know that the incubation period can be 2 to 14 days, so you don't know if you have it, unless you can test yourself, I guess.
Well, that's what he was saying, is if he knew. If he knew he had it.
Excuse me?
What the captain was saying was it would only be aggression if he knew that he had it and he was behaving in that way.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead. So what about infrared cameras on every street corner?
I'm opposed to that.
Yeah, me too.
It's a bad plan.
Business owners.
Well, then that's their choice, if that's what a business owner wants to do. And some of them will be with all these temperature checks that are going to be required when customers come into a business. Maybe rather than having an employee standing there with a thermometer
sure.
at the
IR
door,
camera, right.
there'll be
right.
a camera, and then a little alarm will go off whenever somebody
right.
walks through and they're too hot.
Right. Right. Hmm. So that's okay on every
no,
street
it's not
corner, right. right?
I'm not okay with it, no.
So how does that work? Because they're private businesses. You can't do anything about that if we believe in private
property,
right?
I just won't go there.
Right?
Yeah, so with private
businesses,
you can...
Yeah, but suppose it's on every street corner.
Well, then I'd probably want to live in a different town where not everybody was a lunatic.
Okay.
I think you can find some towns where not everybody is a lunatic.
See, that's what I think it may end up coming to. If this like mentality of everybody everywhere is a potential carrier,
right.
and you've got to look out. Everybody could be infecting you. You've got to be super careful, and you want to live around all these other super careful people. And this whole mentality, if this becomes the normal, if this becomes
right.
the new normal, I think we're going to see people migrating to get away from that. I hope there's enough people that were like, you know what, let's just have normal town.
Hey, Kung Flu, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. I feel like we're entering into bubble boy territory
yeah.
at this point, where people are treating everybody else like they already have it, and they might as well just encase themselves in a plastic bubble.
Everyone's the enemy.
855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Crazy.
We got more coming up. Free Talk Live.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Segment of this live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Might have time to squeeze you in. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. What am I a reverend of?
Well, you tell me.
Officially, I am a reverend of the Church of Spiritual Humanism.
Ooh, okay.
And you're going to say, what is the Church of Spiritual Humanism, Captain? Well,
I wasn't going to say that.
It's something I found online. As a heavy metal person, there's a lot of, we'll say, dark imagery and things associated with heavy metal.
Yep.
Generally, like pentagrams and 666, a bunch of satanic, you know, icons and stuff like that. And so one day, I got on the internet and I just decided, I'm like, I wonder what's at Satan.com. And I went to Satan.com, and it was just one of these, like, large advertisement pages. It looked like the old back page of, you know, or the Craigslist or the back page of your local rag, where there was, like, little boxes just all across, you know, probably 20, 30 of them on the page. And so I was just kind of scrolling through, seeing what kind of fun stuff was there, and it said, become an ordained minister for free. And I was like, for free? Well, okay.
So Price is Right.
I clicked on it, and it took me to the Church of Spiritual Humanism, where they worship reason and logic.
Okay.
And that's their whole bit. And so Captain Kickass, actually, some years later, he couldn't afford to pay for the certificate when he signed up, but he got ordained back then. And then, like,
it was free.
Well, it was. To be ordained. But then
you get a certificate.
If you want the certificate, you got to pay the $10 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Universal Life Church has that stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the story of how the captain became a reverend.
Excellent.
Yes, yes. I thought it was fun.
Nice.
We've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff tonight. I just wanted to cover, I teased it in the opening segment. I brought in some show prep. I've been wondering this myself. I kept hearing about hospitals getting paid more if they list patients as COVID-19 or they're on ventilators or when they die if they tested positive for the antibodies for COVID-19, that kind of a thing. And so this article comes from the USA Today, of all places, and it says, fact check, hospitals get paid more if patients listed as COVID-19 on ventilators. And there is a bit here that says typically, If it's a straightforward garden variety pneumonia that a person is admitted to the hospital for, if they're Medicare, typically the diagnosis-related group lump sum payment would be $5,000. But if it's COVID-19 pneumonia, then it's $13,000. And if that COVID-19 pneumonia patient ends up on a ventilator, it goes up to $39,000.
Wow.
So they've got an incentive to put somebody on the ventilator.
They have several levels of incentive to not only classify somebody as COVID-19, but also to put them on a ventilator. And you can read this article yourself. Just Google it, usatoday.com. If you're on our social media, I'll post it to our Twitter.
Well, as of now, they're still sending people home from hospitals. So clearly, or in the those who are staying there, have plenty of time to make apparently TikTok videos at some of these hospitals. So they've just got all kinds of time.
Right. The short story here is the ruling of this study was our ruling true. We rate the claim that hospitals get paid more if patients are listed as COVID-19 on ventilator and on ventilators as true. Hospitals and doctors do get paid more for Medicare patients diagnosed with COVID-19 or if it's considered presumed they have COVID-19 absent a laboratory confirmed test, and three times more if the patients are placed on a ventilator to cover the cost of care and loss of business resulting from a shift in focus to treat COVID-19 cases.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, we know that the information is already hard, accurate information is already hard to come by because who do you trust? Which source do you believe?
None of them.
Right? They all have their separate agendas for what they want to peddle. And so
all I can trust is my own experience.
Mine too. Mine too.
And my experience tells me that they lie.
Oh, yeah. We learn from the past that people seldom learn from the past.
It's true.
We do.
And common sense is none too common.
It's, in fact, anything but, so it appears. Let's go ahead and go to your calls and your thoughts. We have David from New Mexico calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's worth your while to look at the video of the mayor of Grants, New Mexico.
Wow.
Stand up. Well, you watch for yourself. He's standing up to the cops, the state police, the way that we all should, and he makes a good show of it. His name is Mayor Martin Hicks, and he's Grants, New Mexico, and KOB and KOAT are the best places to find the video, and it's well worth watching. It's only about 60 seconds, but it shows you exactly how to do it. And the state police showed up today, and he's the mayor that opened his town in spite of the order by the governor to keep his town shut. No, yeah, and he opened up, and the state police showed up. And
now wait a minute, before you go on, when he so-called opened up, does that mean that he mandated that all businesses and grants had to have all these ridiculous requirements, or was it just allowing people to actually make choices for themselves?
But two things. Number one, he called all of his city workers, like 80 or 100 of them, back to work. He said, "We're open, we're working, come to work." And he opened the city golf course. And then as far as the private businesses go, all he did is said that, hey, it's fine by us, the city, if you open up. We're not urging you to stay closed anymore. In fact, we're urging you to open up, regardless of what and then left it up to the business owners to do what they felt was right for them, just as it should be. And the state police show up. It's pretty funny. If you watch the video, you can see the sheriff. Just look for the cowboy hat and the handlebar mustache or the mustache. And you can see the sheriff standing there right with the mayor taking a stand against the state police. And so the sheriff's on his side, you know, not just his own city cops, but the county sheriff is on his side. And so it's pretty interesting to watch. And like I said, he does a good play of it. It's worth the 60 seconds to watch him, to see him in his own words tell these MFers where to go.
When statists clash with other statists tonight on Free Talk Live.
All right. KOB and KOAT, Mayor Martin Hicks of Grants, New Mexico. It's easy to find. It's worth it.
Is he related to Bill Hicks?
Wild Bill Hickox, I don't know.
He looks like he's like a biker. He's got long hair. He's got a beard, kind of like yours, Captain King.
Nice.
Not quite as goatee-ish.
Mine is special, but.
Yeah, he's a rebel.
Well, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
If he needs someplace new to mayor and he wants to come to New Hampshire, I'd support him based on that.
Yeah. you know, I often wonder, well, I used to often wonder, I don't wonder anymore because now I kind of know, but I used to wonder all the time, you know, where are the, you know, physicians, where are the scholars, where are the philosophers running for office, right? You know, how come these types of people never run for a public office? And it's because they don't want to. They know better. They, you know, these are people who do not desire to govern their fellow man.
Mm. Mostly.
I mean, generally speaking, a good person, you know, a person of, you know, his own word and that kind of a thing, generally they don't want to rule over others. They want to rule over themselves, and I'm fine with that, and that's the way it should be. I should be able to, who better to rule over me than me? Who knows me better than I do?
Karen does.
Karen?
Karen knows what you should be doing.
Tell me how Karen knows better.
I was just making a joke.
She knows better because she's Karen. She's spoken to the manager. What about
apparently one of them in this video.
On a regular basis.
What about Becky? Does she know better?
I don't know.
But, just Karen.
Just Karen.
But apparently there's a Karen in this video that goes up against this mayor and tries to give him a hard time in Grants.
If Karen changed her name from Sharon, would Sharon be Karen?
I don't know.
Sharon is Karen?
Sharon is Karen? Could be.
What do you call a woman with one male genitalia in one hand and another male genitalia in the other hand?
I don't know. Can you say it on the radio?
Sharon Peters.
Okay.
Alrighty then. Isn't that special?
Horrible jokes tonight on Free Talk Live.
All right.
Nobody, what's your website for your gubernatorial campaign?
My website for the gubernatorial campaign is electnobody.com, and I'm running for mayor because nobody knows how to live your life better than you do, and nobody deserves that kind of power.
Love it. And if you care about my comedy, you can visit lcaptainkickass.com. Ian, what's your website?
I don't know. I got a few of them. Freetalklive.com, freekeen.com, where you can watch the parents going up against Concord police officers who tried to crack down on them for being in a playground.
Yeah, a playground. Yeah, police cracking down.
Out.
Yeah, that one's pretty special. I agree. Any others?
Playground That's police.
Good. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. We're about out of time. Remember, we're here 7 days a week from 7 until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also find our archives at freetalklive.com. Have a good night.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.